Following a public hearing, Stettler's Town Council passed three new bylaws and gave first reading to a fourth during its July 22 meeting. During the public hearing portion of the council meeting, no submissions were received and no one was present to speak during the public hearing. The first bylaw passed was Bylaw 2189-25, the Advertising Public Notification Bylaw. According to the request for council decision, RCD, the bylaw modernizes the Town of Stettler's communication tools while still meeting the requirements of the Municipal Government Act. The new bylaw allows for the town to use communications tools such as social media and its mobile phone app. According to the RCD, the new bylaw would create a hybrid model, continuing to use traditional media and new media to get the message out to the most people possible. A second bylaw passed is an amendment to Bylaw 2060-15, the town's land use bylaw. The RCD notes that it has been a decade since a substantial review of the bylaw has been undertaken, and there are items of a housekeeping nature that need to be done. Changes made to the bylaw include addressing gaps in the application of the current bylaw, including new solar regulations, and adding more regulations around the use and maintenance of portable signs. A third bylaw, which did not receive a public hearing, passed during the meeting was Bylaw 2192-25, the Fire Bylaw. The bylaw modernizes the Town of Stettler's fire service by adding new definitions, outlining levels of service, adding clear and enforceable penalties, requirements for fire safety devices, and banning consumer fireworks in the community. Additionally, the bylaw in effect establishes an independent Town of Stettler Fire Service by repealing Bylaw 1564-86, which established a joint fire service with the county, Bylaw 1636-90, the Fire Bylaw, and Bylaw 1766-90, the Emergency Protection Services Bylaw. The final bylaw discussed was another land use bylaw amendment, which received first reading. The proposed amendment would redesignate a section of 51st Avenue from C1 Commercial Central District to C2 Commercial Highway District. With the first reading given, the bylaw will be carried forward for a public hearing on August 19 during the regular council meeting.